they kept dead body prison.
It hasn't become very popular. It hasn't become very popular.
Why? Why? Scientists tell you?
Maybe people don't believe it.
No, it is made by the scientists.
Behind the frozen body was that if someone had an incurable disease, they thought that they could suspend the life by freezing it. And then, when they found the cure for the disease, they would unfreeze him or thaw him out and cure him of his disease so that he could live again.
This childish activity are taken as scientific.
Is there a Vedic definition of science? Is there a Vedic definition of science?
Vigyan. Jnana Vigyan. Not this science, experimental. Fair enough. Vedic knowledge is science.
So there's no experimental science in Vedic culture.
Experimental science is condemned. What you will make it? You are imperfect. What is the value of your experiment? There is a rejection. Whatever you will do, there is imperfect. First of all, you become perfect. Then you will make experiment. But you remain imperfect and you are making experiment. What is the value of it? No, experimental. All established truth. That is Vigya. All
science. Established truth.
Yes. When the sun rises on the eastern side, that is established truth. You cannot change it. And that is Vigya. Man dies. This is established truth. You cannot make any change by experimental knowledge. This is big thing. Nipa nil nipa. They are already settled. In the basic knowledge, there is no such thing as laboratory or experiment, discovery, nothing.
People blindly would accept that cow dung was purified without having to test.
But you make experimental things, all right. So, we save time. Experiment has become success.
Well, it cured certain diseases by experimentation.
That is success. To stop disease. What is this cure disease? Malaria. If it is not here, it is somewhere there. And if I am not suffering from malaria, I am suffering from syphilis. So what is this? Cure. Excellent. This is much to them. So you stop it. Then you can touch it.
So it's not possible to stop the Jeep?
No. How do you stop it?
Is it worthwhile to try to prolong the life? Is it worthwhile to try to prolong life?
This is also condemned. Prolong life, suppose you live 100 years, and a tree lives 5,000 years, 10,000 years. What is the use of prolonging life? Life like this? Is it very good life?
No.
Standing in one place for 10,000 years? Why should you prolong your life? For suffering? You are suffering, that is your problem. So what is the use of prolonging your life? This is foolishness. What you gain by prolonging life is for suffering. Stop suffering. That is your answer. How you can stop suffering? With suffering, prolonging life, what is the benefit?
This means more, longer suffering.
Yes. And even if you prolong life, how long you prolong? There are trees, there are 1,000 times stronger than your life. And what is called? San Francisco, the gold.
Redwood tree.
Redwood tree. 107,000 years old. At all. So what is the benefit? 7,000 years standing in one place, very long. What is the benefit? You are trying to prolong life. Very good idea. But what is the use of prolonging life while suffering? One side you are trying to prolong life, the other side, for acute suffering, one is committing suicide. So why this contradictory problem?
Well, only some people commit suicide. As far as I'm concerned, I'm very happy.
That means you are fool number one. That means you are fool number one. As soon as you say, I am happy, it is immediately proved that you are a rascal, fool number one.
But everyone is afraid of death. They don't like the idea of dying.
Yeah.
Put it off.
So, therefore, cure that, first of all. Then prolong life. There will be no death. Then you prolong life. Make some understand. Can go this way?
So it's not possible that anyone's happy?
Hmm?
There's no possibility of anyone being happy.
One who thinks he's happy, he's number one fool.
Everyone is searching after material happiness.
Yes. But there is no happiness.
What about if one is in the mode of goodness? Maybe one or two.
Mode of goodness. If he thinks that he is happy, then he is full. The mode of goodness means one must know that we cannot be happy here. That is mode of goodness. And if he thinks I am happy, then he is not in mode of goodness. He is in darkness.
So everyone at present is trying to become happy by this or that activity.
Then fool,
so if everyone accepts that there's no happiness at all to be found in this world, then what to do? Then what to do?
Yes. So be gone and therefore you go to Guru. Go to Krishna.
Do I have to join your movement to be happy? Can I just take Krishna consciousness outside your movement?
Yes.
But there's no possibility of me being Krishna consciousness. Conscious outside your movement.
Krishna consciousness can be developed with devotees. Alone, it is difficult.
If I start my own community outside, the movement.
Yes, community means many devotees.
So you're saying, Srila Prabhupada, that if there's no happiness and one recognizes it, then he goes to Guru.
Then he must, just like Arjuna, submitted to Krishna. Because he has disturbed. So, that is the point where one must approach a Guru. How do we become happy? That is intelligent. Athaka Brahma Jigyasa, now inquire about real happiness.
So one who is looking for material happiness, it would be very difficult for them to approach Guru.
He's a fool, that's right. Blind, where there is happiness not possible, he's trying to find out happiness. Therefore he's a fool. Which is not possible if one tries for it. Then he's fool.
But I look around and I see everybody else enjoying.
Because you are fool, you are seeing like that. That is the proof that you are a fool.
You don't tell me what it
is. Krishna says, the kala and makasa. And you are finding out happiness. How much fool you are. The best authority says that this is a place of suffering. And you are finding out happiness. So, how much fool you are. It is very difficult to estimate. Therefore, basic knowledge is perfect. Now, just like there is signboard, no admission. So, he is a fool, creates some trouble by entering into. He is a fool. If there is signboard, there is no admission. And if somebody enters to create some trouble, he is not a fool. So Krishna says, there is no happiness. And if somebody searches happiness, he is not a fool. That is, therefore Krishna consciousness is there. That he gets perfect knowledge from Krishna. He has no trouble. Krishna says, there is no happiness, and if somebody thinks, all right, although Krishna says, let me try for it, then he is a fool.
Similarly, they say that they can cure disease, but it's impossible.
How is it possible? Disease is suffering, and this place is suffering. Where is the question of curing disease? Consciousness means intelligence. We are guided by Krishna. There is no trouble. Everything is all right. There is Krishna God. And as soon as you make experiments, like fools and vessels, then you are doomed.
Well, my guru, Mayor Baba, tells me, don't worry, be happy.
And then he's another fool, another rascal.
He didn't even speak. He didn't speak for so many years.
Who?
This Mayor Baba.
Oh, he has a guru?
He says, don't worry, be happy. And just love me.
And he died in a motor accident.
Yes, he died in a motor accident. He was killed by a car.
Don't worry, I'm going to die by a motor accident. Don't worry. Don't worry, I'm going to die by motor accident. All these rascals, they have misled the whole world. What is this? Raised ground?
This is where they hit the golf ball from. Raised up. This is the men's team part. And the ladies' team part, they tee off from here. A little bit shorter.
No, you fly back. No, you fly back.
Well, all the Swamis are saying that all you have to do is just be happy. It's just the state of being. You just have to think happiness.
Yeah, that we also say. But you must know how to get happiness. That is. Happiness is the aim of everyone. But how to get happiness, Karman, that is knowledge.
Is a devotee seeking mental happiness as well?
Hmm?
Is a devotee seeking...
A devotee does not seek anything except kindness of Krishna.
Hmm.
He does not seek anything separate. He simply wants to serve Krishna. That's all. Anna vilasita sunnam, making zero all other desires, that he is devotee. He is going to Krishna for some happiness. He is not a devotee.
Culture, there are descriptions of many demigods, and the Karmis, they would generally worship these different demigods for material benefits.
Yes.
Why didn't they just try to get the material benefits without worshipping the demigods, like they're doing today?
What is that?
Today, people, they're making money and trying to enjoy material life.
Making money. Who is making money?
The government is printing that.
Do you think everyone is making money?
So it's a big illusion?
Huh?
It's a big illusion?
Yeah. Everyone is simply working hard like assets. That's all. This is their everything. That's like the hog. They are working very hard to eat stool. When he's thinking happy, he's getting fatty. Do you think to work hard day and night and eat stool is happiness?
No.
But he's thinking that he's getting fat. You generally find the pigs are fat. Because they think, oh, I'm very happy. Yeah? When man gets happy when he thinks that I am very happy. You know that?
No.
This is psychology. When he thinks I am very happy, he gets fat.
But if I think I'm happy, isn't that enough?
You think, that is another thing. But you don't know how to happy. These rascals, they do not think of what is happiness. Suppose I have arranged for so-called happiness, then I am going to die also. We'll enjoy this.
But I'm not worried about it.
That is a proof that you're a rascal. Fools rushing where angels dare not. That is a proof. The hog is thinking I'm very happy. That's why he's off. He's not a human being. Hog proves that he is hog by thinking that I am very happy, I am getting fat.
To suffer, Krishna says, to call him a sashatam. That's a fact. So, why is it that people are thinking they're happy?
that I am repeating is therefore because they are thinking as therefore they are rascals. That is the proof. There is no happiness, still he is thinking I am happy. That is the proof that he is a rascal.
Well, we can admit that we're not happy all the time, but what is the meaning of happiness without distress? If there's no distress, how can I be happy?
Well, that is material knowledge. In order to test happiness, you have to suffer. That is material happiness. And happiness pure is spiritual happiness. Here, in order to enjoy happiness, you have to suffer. Then you can test. Therefore, that is not real happiness.
Samsa.
Huh?
This is where the ball goes in and it's very difficult to hit it out of there.
Oh.
You're not supposed to hit it in there.
Oh.
It makes it more difficult.
Sometimes they hit a golf ball shooter probably 200 yards and it goes into the hole.
The same thing. In order to feel the happiness of playing, he has to go in this way. Unhappiness.
Such standard of religion, the Western countries are not used to.
So where is religion in Western countries? There is no religion. They are bullets. Religion means to surrender to God. But where is God? And whom to surrender? They surrender to senses, therefore. So unless there is God, what is the meaning of religion? Anyone believe? They have created something, civilized human society. There must be some religion. That's why Aristotle means he must have a good dog. That's all. There is no religion in the world except Krishna. All bogus.
What is the Pope doing?
He is another big bogus. The Pope's assistant died in the prostitute's house.
Yeah. In Paris. The Pope comes out on his balcony and thousands of people cheer and scream.
The same thing. Small animals praising the big animals. Please, they say something about God. They are not zero. But they have no clear conception.
But everyone is thinking that their religion is the best. Even the Christian may be ignorant. Even the Jew may be ignorant. Anyone, doesn't matter, they're thinking that theirs is the best.
That is true, that everyone is fooled. First of all, therefore you have to understand from Bhagavad, what is real religion? Real religion means love of God. So instead of love of Godhead, the love of dog head is increasing very easily. Everybody should keep a dog and serve him. And where is God?
Well, they think that God is in the other world, so that in this world we can serve our wife and family, and when we go to the other world, we'll serve God.
And God is separated from this world. How much imperfect knowledge. God is has created this world, and he has nothing to do with it. They say God created this world, but he has nothing to do with it.
It's a very imperfect understanding.
You guys with Mayor Baba?
I was never with him. I just bring up all these points just to keep them deep. I was with Maharishi.
Maharishi?
Yeah.
Oh. God is mantra. How much you pay for that?
$35.
And what is mantra?
Aing.
That's all?
That's all. And they told me, never tell anybody else, because if you tell somebody else, the whole thing is ruined.
Oh. So, you are also in?
Huh?
He is also in? No?
I don't know.
Everything win means he also win.
For you?
No, yes, that Maharishi Baba. Because he gave the mantra, so if you disclose it, everything is including himself. He does it.
He can't sell any more mantras.
When I joined the movement, I met many other devotees who also had mantras. So I said, what were your mantras? They were telling us we all had different mantras. And everybody had the same mantras. It was the same thing. Everyone had the same thing.
Yes, I was super.
I bet you should have more.
He's such a great cheater, and he has opened university.
Yeah. I used to ask, what is the goal of all this? And they would always say, you can't ask that now, you won't understand. In the future, we'll tell you.
After we have your money.
They keep it very mystical, so if you keep thinking in the future, you'll get something.
Yeah, as the scientists say. Same.
Actually, Prabhupada, by your mercy, we've been able to see that the whole world is simply cheaters and cheaters.
Yes.
Not like in San Francisco, Los Angeles.
Once they gave the Maharishi four big pills of LSD.
Who?
his disciples gave him, Maharishi, four big pills of LSD.
Maharishi?
Yeah. And he just stood there and said nothing happened. So everybody said, this is proof that he's already there.
Huh?
Because he just stood there and said, nothing is happening to me.
Huh.
Everybody has figured that he is already there.
That means what?
At the ultimate.
Hell. Neither vice versa also. There's no intermarriage privilege.